This is Steve Woodward teeing off. The left can't define it, yet this affordability narrative is unrelenting, but deliberately vague. What if I want a Bentley, but I can't afford it? Is that a crisis? Should I blame the President of the United States? We're assured affordability is more pervasive, that Americans can't afford to live, to buy fuel and groceries, to pay utility bills, to take vacations. Visiting Blowing Rock, a charming Blue Ridge Mountain haven, I looked vainly for an affordability crisis. What I witnessed was a main street slowed by traffic jams, restaurants with wait lists, lines out the door at Kilwin's Ice Cream, busy retailers. This is not Newport or the Hamptons. Working folk, young families frequent Blowing Rock. In hilarious contrast, we're learning Democrats are actually broke, not the entitlement addicts, the Democrat Party. It's $18 million in debt. Donors are in hiding. Joe Biden's son, Hunter, says he's $17 million in the red. And Joe has troubles of his own. He can't raise enough to build his presidential library. Maybe he'll lease a wing in Obama's new Chicago Shrine. I'm Steve Woodward, teed off again.